Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah. We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters. This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit. What's up, Sarah? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Tully.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
It was great. I've just been very grateful and positive.
We love that, especially after last week's episode, something that we wanted to incorporate into the show a little bit more.
H is for happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Are we happy today?
Yeah, I'm great because we got to take a back seat today on the podcast.
We did. Yes. And what it's actually kind of relevant to what we've all been talking about. We had the beautiful Taylor Demir on. And what do we talk about?
We talk about mindfulness.
Like heart prune juice.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
We talk about mindfulness, meditation, our daily practices, daily routines. Mm-hmm. There's a few laughs in there. What else?
What did you learn from today's episode?
I learned when life's going good, that's actually when you need to enforce your daily routine more.
Yeah, I actually needed that reminder today, I think. It's very easy to let, I wouldn't say habits, but routine slip when things are going good. So I think that was a good little lesson.
I think we just jump straight into it.
Yeah, hunji.
What do you say?
Don't forget to like, subscribe.
And share with all your friends.
Ciao.
Hi, I can't even get three words out without these two laughing. But it is Taylor, and I am going to be the host actually today of Curious Conversations. Most of you may know me as a media talent or just an all-round awesome absolute legend. So.
Gassing herself up over here, but you're right. You're right. I'll give it to you.
So today I am going to be kind of interviewing both Tully and Sarah, and we're going to be doing a mindfulness kind of podcast today.
I'm excited for this.
Are you into it?
I'm into it, but I'm glad it's that because you know a lot of my deep, darkest secrets.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
I know I could sit here and just call you both out, but yeah. I think we're just going to keep it nice and lighthearted, especially with everything that's going on in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
So mindfulness could do us all a little bit of good.
Especially Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, you need it.
Thanks, guys.
That's okay.
I in group chat yesterday, I did send you both the thing that I had done my morning affirmations.
Very proud.
I love calling people out because they're like, oh, I journaled today. I'm like, what did you journal about?
Oh, that's actually a good idea. Do you know what my morning consisted of this morning?
What?
So I woke up and my friend FaceTimed me from LA and I actually asked her, I said, what's your morning routine? She's like, I get up, I make my bed, and then she journals. And then we started talking about Kundalini yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up, I made my bed, which I always do, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a Kundalini meditation, and I did. So that's why I'm so zen today.
What is a Kundalini meditation?
Kundalini, how would you describe Kundalini? So
I don't know if I've done like an actual meditation on the phone. I've done Kundalini yoga before, mm-hmm. which is meditation, I would say. So I would describe it.
It's very more, extremely woo-woo, like you have to wear white.
Yeah, and I would say it's actually, you would love it. It's amazing. And one of the Kundalini teachers we used to go to in LA is phenomenal. It's I'd say it's kind of more like energy kind of transmission and stuff like that. Like it is yoga and you do like chanting and like you'll sit there and literally like, I know you guys can't see me because it's a podcast, but Taylor and Sarah here, like you'd sit there for half I'll describe, an hour doing this.
You have, so very intricate.
Yeah, 100%.
One hand in like a circle and then
your fingers inside.
Your finger going around the circle for like say half an hour, okay, chanting the same thing.
Yeah, so you're chanting. Like there's a lot of chanting.
Mm. So you have to be really present.
Yeah, I actually loved it. Like the first time we did it, we went in and I was like, this is so weird. Like I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like because you're chanting and then you're like, oh my God, that person next to me is going to like, and then you do weird like, on the floor. Remember we're on the floor on our stomachs fishing, and we had to pretend to be a fish. Yeah. So our feet were going like, but it was amazing. And you just let go of being embarrassed and then you feel the energy going through you. And it's almost like this is going to sound, and it's fine because it's a woohoo, woo, woo episode. But I remember I was doing it once and all the energy in my body was like hot, like I was hot. And then I was kind of seeing white light. I've never had that before, only in yoga once. And I've never had that experience. And it's just like intense.
So
it's
a bit of an out of body experience.
A little bit, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We've seen some cool people at our Kundalini studio in LA. Yeah,
famous people.
They
like,
all come.
Yeah, like
I might crazy. Need to get onto this.
Yeah. 100%. There's actually a Kundalini place in Fitzroy. Yep. And actually the studio that I've been there a couple of times, my friend owns Yoga 8 in Prahran. They do Kundalini there. But I haven't been there for ages to do that. But you can do them online, like on YouTube and stuff. Mm. But it's not the same as being in a room.
So going back to my morning affirmations I did yesterday.
What was it?
Tully sent me a link because she's like, you're not ready for the 20-minute one I do. So
she's not patient
so
enough.
So Tully, to give you guys some context, Tully and I every single morning put on these – It's a bit wacky, but it works.
100%.
And it's a podcast or someone speaking on YouTube, and basically they tell you an affirmation and you can repeat it out loud or repeat it in your head.
Yeah.
And it will say things like, I am amazing, I am powerful, I am filled with wealth, and it goes on from 5 minutes to 20 minutes, or you can do an hour-long one. And we just felt that Sarah needed a bit of this in her morning routine.
I never said. No, I had to bite my tongue today because Tal was in my car and we're getting coffee and she would put it on and I was like, so how I did it yesterday was like nice and slow and said it out loud because Tully told me I had to, and then Tully's like this morning, she's like, so we're putting it on, it's like, I am wealthy, I am wealthy, I'm abundant, I'm abundant.
I say it three times.
And I'm like, geez, in my head.
She's
like,
really manifesting.
I'm like,
100%.
I'm like, that's real aggressive. And then I was like, no,
because
Sarah,
you've got to repeat it three times. That's why she gives you the break. You only say it once. So the girl's like, I am abundant. And then she like pauses and says, I'm abundant. So then you say it then, and then you just got to say it again. So you've got to say it three times.
But I think the thing with mindfulness, which is what I was kind of going to talk and touch on later, is it can be so different.
Yeah,
so
true.
That might really resonate with you. But then for Sarah, maybe she only needs to hear it the once.
Do you
need that calming
that
to it?
We're very different that way because I'm much more slow and relaxed. But I said to Tal, oh, when I was doing it the day before, I was like, I actually thought of my own one that worked with me, and it was like, I am fluid and I'm okay with change.
Okay, I like that.
Do you meditate and say that? Because when I meditate with a mantra. It's the only way that I can meditate. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
I do two types of meditation. So I do the repeat the mantra in Sanskrit in my head.
Yeah.
And then I do a go back to my childhood, visit my younger self.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of all these things that we all obviously do.
What's your routine?
Describe to me, I was just going to say, describe to me, Tully, your morning routine. What does it look like from the moment you wake up to when you start work that day?
Yeah. So funny because we're currently like going through weird times. I probably have two different morning routines, but like my ideal routine, I find when we're in this like current climate or whatever, I find I need to amp up my morning routine. Mm-hmm. But for me, I will wake up and I would love to say that I don't check my phone because in an ideal world, I'd love not to check my phone, but I do. It's bad.
We all do.
Yeah. I wake up, first thing I do is make my bed because I find I feel like if you make
your
bed. You're
achieving something.
Yeah, exactly. So I make my bed. Then I always work out first thing in the morning. Then I'll come home. I'll do my gratitude diary. And then I sometimes do like a 5-minute meditation on my way to my workout, I'll do my affirmations. So I always do my affirmations on the way to a workout because it's still kind of first thing in the morning, and then do my workout, come home, do my gratitude diary, and then I'll do like a quick 5-minute meditation. So it's pretty simple, I'd say.
Simple, but also so much more than most people do.
Yeah, 100%.
A lot of people get up, have their breakfast and go straight to work
Yeah.
and don't set that time aside in the morning to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So even just doing those small things, you're already starting your day being way more mindful than probably half the population.
100%. And then there's another thing that I do like to do is a to-do list. Don't you guys find if you do a to-do list?
I love a to-do list.
If I do a to-do list, I know that, like, I don't know, it's just part of my morning routine. I find
these times of lockdown, to-do list is like sets you up for the day. Even if it's just as simple as take the dog for a walk.
100%.
You feel like you have a purpose for that day. Yeah. If I don't make a to-do list the night before in the morning, I literally feel like I haven't achieved anything.
Yeah, I agree. And it's the same thing what you just said. Like, it could be easy as take my nail polish off. Mm-hmm. Like, stupid, but yeah. What are your routines?
I wake up. I work out.
Yeah. Well, now you do your morning affirmations.
Yeah, do you have a very set routine? Like, would it ruin your day if your routine was a bit off?
Is this a question because you know me, Taylor Dewey?
Is this a question because your mum has mentioned it? Maybe.
I like to work out in the morning because I know I'm a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really affect me. It affects me if I have something planned and then that doesn't happen.
So you don't like change?
Yep. That's why I have to say the affirmation, I'm okay with change, because I'm trying to manifest that. And then I know how I describe is that I do things that fill my cup up.
Yep.
So one of my morning things is also having a coffee with Tull.
Yeah.
We just like sit down, have coffee, check in. And then I actually do my gratitude at nighttime. So I do like I write down what I'm grateful for and things like that. But
do you have a nighttime routine?
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump in. I do a gratitude diary twice.
Oh,
is
you're
that
superhuman.
You're so much better than us.
No, just because I've lived the day and then I've had things that I'm grateful well.
But in saying that when day. I'm my best self, I am doing morning journaling and saying, oh, today I want to say four things I want to do today is like
could be I love that.
Drink more water, connect with an old friend. Yeah. And that's when I'm being my best self. I do that.
You're grounding yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but you're also paying it forward. You're doing something good, like what you fit for other people too.
Yeah. And so in saying that, talking to my friend this morning, she's like, we're talking about other friends who might have lapsed in their morning routine. She's like, isn't that funny when you think like life is good and you don't do these things mm-hmm. of the morning, like your gratitude, and then life goes off whack.
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
It's very true. And I was even talking to my psychologist probably about 3 weeks ago, and I hit a bit of a low point. But it was once we'd come out of lockdown,
mm-hmm.
it was this really weird feeling of everyone's lives were semi going back to normal for about 4 days. So yeah. I kind of got ahead of myself. But it was like we all felt that we had to be so busy. And the fact that I was having a few days where I wasn't busy made me feel like I wasn't achieving enough in my life. Yeah. And I called her and she said, well, are you doing your meditations in the morning? And I said, no. She was like, are you journaling? And I was like, no. I was like, I don't have time for this stuff. I'm not in lockdown anymore. And she was like, but the reason you're feeling this way is because you're not doing this mm-hmm, stuff and you're not tuning into your emotions and you're actually just living an out-of-body experience instead of grounding yourself each morning and doing all these things. And then literally this next day, I woke up, I started doing the cold showers, I started doing the meditating before I even got out of bed, journaling. And the purpose and all of those things that I felt that I was missing then came back.
Fuck, that's powerful.
It's like all we had to do to fix what I was feeling was go back to the things that I thought I didn't need when I was – because I was, quote, good.
Yeah.
Life was good.
Funny you say that. Yeah, that's so funny.
Going back to cold showers.
Yes, this is a new thing.
Yeah.
So this is your morning routine.
So Nathan gave me a little mission to start doing a freezing cold shower for at least 7 days. So
how long for?
7 days minimum. So like, oh, to get in the shower, as long as you need to be clean in the morning.
So she doesn't have a hot shower at all.
So like from the second
this
you
is
get
a Perth
in, it's
girl
cold.
Who lives in Melbourne having a cold shower. Yes. This is huge.
Exactly. So I hate the cold. I think it's just
horrendous.
That season just needs to go away. It should just be summer 24/7. And yeah, I would get up in the morning and stand up. Like, I know the water is cold. I'm staring at this water being like, holy crap, like I'm about to go into this freezing cold water. And the fact that I could push through that, it was a fear. It was fight or flight. Yeah. I either turned it off and didn't have it or got in and faced that fear of it being so cold. And then I'd already achieved the hardest part of my day. Oh my God, I would get so out of the shower and be like, wow, I've actually, like, yes, I would be screaming, like, no exaggeration about, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, and yeah. I have never washed myself so fast. But that soap was like slapped on. Half the time I get out, with still bubbles on me. But I felt good. I felt exhilarated. I felt like I had achieved something. And therefore, I could actually achieve all the other things that felt probably so much harder before I had that shower.
Yeah. So it's wild. Cool. So funny when you talk to people that have cold showers, it's like you all have drank Kool-Aid. And I'm like, I really want to try because everyone speaks like so passionately about it. But I don't know if I can.
I jumped in the pool two days on the beach. I've done it a few times.
It's different though. It's like the shower is the one thing you are like, oh, it's so warm. It's your nice part of the day.
Yeah.
Like you know that ocean's going to be cold, but your shower to you is like the time that's meant to be so warm and nice.
Yeah,
like your body is trained to know that's warm. So then to screw with it and be like,
Do you dread showers now?
No, I actually really enjoy my morning shower now.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, maybe I need to try this because every time I speak to someone, they're like, swear by it.
And I don't think – and this is another thing. Like I don't think this is – with all morning routines or all things that you do that are mindful, you don't have to do it every day.
Yeah.
And you don't have to make yourself – so, for instance, I was feeling a bit under the weather this morning – and I was like, I'm not going to put myself in a freezing cold shower because then I could get sick and I don't need to feel sick. So I had a warm shower this morning and I didn't make my – like me probably a year ago, the guilt that I would have felt being like, you ruined it, you haven't been mindful, and I would have ruined my whole day.
Yeah.
Whereas this morning I was like, you know what, do an extra 5 minutes journaling.
Yeah.
That'll make up for it.
Yeah.
Like you're still trying to be a better version of yourself. You don't need to feel guilty for not having the cold shower. So – I think it's just one of those things that you would take with a grain of salt and do when you feel like you want to do it rather than make it like, I have to have a cold shower every day. Cut the Kool-Aid in half, put some water in it, dilute it down and you'll be right.
Because then it becomes like an unhealthy habit.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Have you ever had an unhealthy habit in terms of mindfulness though? In like become addicted to meditating gotten angry at yourself maybe?
I get frustrated and disappointed myself if I let things lapse.
Mm-hmm.
Like I set little challenges for myself and then exactly like you were saying, if you'd previously been doing the cold showers and then given up, you feel like you're a failure.
Yeah, true. I had this addiction to meditation. It was so weird. I remember I was trying to meditate twice a day for 10 minutes and I would freak out. Like I'd get the morning one done fine, but then if I didn't do the afternoon one, I'd freak out and think my whole world – this was when I was like quite – controlling and like addicted to a lot of things and I'd freak out if I didn't do it. Like I'd think my whole life was – and I'd take it out of myself.
I did – the only reason I do my gratitude at night is because, going back to it, and why I sometimes get disappointed if I don't do it at night is because my family saying is like, go to bed with a grateful heart, wake up with a grateful heart.
Yeah.
So
grateful heart. I thought heart. This part the last 3 weeks always ends up talking about farts. Fucking dead.
Well, I had heart juice before this started so we could be dropping some at any point. Oh, my God.
Heart. We grateful heart.
Yeah. Yes. No, that's fair.
Fuck both of you. No wonder I'm bloody, I don't know what. I need new friends.
Oh my God. This is a mindfulness. Be grateful for us. Yeah.
No, but to be honest, in all of this shit, waking up to both your girls, like morning messages and checking in on one another, it does make a huge difference.
Yeah. Oh my God, I read something on the phone before. I'll have to grab it, but keep talking. And I was going to send it to you guys. And I was like, oh no.
What's it about?
Just about friends.
While Tully's doing
that. Yeah, sorry.
People probably want to know how we're friends. Do you want to explain the diagram again,
Tully? Oh, my God, yeah, the diagram. How good was my diagram?
So Tully did a diagram the other night on her story.
With my finger, like I drew it.
We get asked how we all kind of became friends.
And the girl messaged me. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad Tully answered my question.
Really?
So, Sarah, do you want to break it down?
Because
I'm obviously
you're ringing.
Not from here. So I'm a ring-in. I'm a last-minute draw card.
So I can't find it. Brooke and I met when we were 13 at volleyball. And then Tully and I met when we were 24, 23. And then we all became friends. And then we met you. I'd say Tully said last year, but I think it's 2 years ago maybe.
No, I think it was last year.
I think it was 2 years ago, the first time I came to Fox because I wasn't living here.
Oh, right.
Okay. And then, like, we went up and saw all the years we merging saw you. Into one. And then you're just like a little bit of a family now.
Just
just a point. Yeah. No, not a plan, family.
Family.
But, and I think also what kind of made us all gravitate to each other is we do have this same sort of passion and hobbies, and we do care about mindfulness and being better human. Like, we all push each other, especially even, like, yes, we exercise and work out together, but so much more even outside of that. Yeah. I think, like you said, the messages each morning and checking in and actually wanting to be grateful people, I think really does keep us connected as well.
We push each other to be better people.
100%. Like, and they're the friends you want.
Yeah.
Which
have we're not said surface that. Level.
Yeah, exactly. No, I saw this thing and it said, thank God. I went to send it to you guys. Thank God for the 2 to 3 friends that actually care about me and check in on me. You guys know who you are. You're a blessing, I swear. And I saw that and I was like, it made me think because
why didn't you forward it to us?
No, because I saved
it. The other 2 to 3 friends.
No. I saved it because I was like, oh, that's a good message for the morning messages.
Yeah.
No, and I thought about it and I was like, and I've got like a lot of friends, as you guys all have a lot of friends, but there's only selected few that I was thinking about. I'm like, there's only a selected few that I could count on my hand and actually check in.
Mm.
That's fucked.
And check in on
it's your like mental
health.
Check-in.
It's not fucked. It's like, that's pretty amazing that you've got that the few friends that do.
Yeah, you're
do
right.
That.
You're right. Mm. But I was like, out of everyone I do know, I was like, fuck. I could like, I was like, I count on my hand who actually checks in.
Yeah,
how, that's very true. I do have a question for you, Taylor. How did you get into all of this?
So for me, it kind of started, it was more like I definitely believe in angels and all of those kind of things.
Like Lucifer angels?
What's Lucifer?
Have you not watched it? No, that's like, that's a bit different. But just kind of like the afterlife and things like that. So when I was younger, I would always want to talk to a medium or different things.
So you've always been curious.
Curious. But I guess that doesn't really come into as much mindfulness. So for me, it was when I saw a Reiki professional, I guess, and she said to me, wow, like she put the crystal above my head. So what they do is they check your chakras. And your chakra, like the crystal that she holds over you, should always move, and that shows the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she put the crystal over my head and it was dead still. And she said to me, this is because you're not here. Like your mind is not, it's not grounded.
Yeah,
it's not on this earth. There's no energy because it's physically not here.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you need to really be someone that focuses on becoming more grounded and doing things like an affirmation in the morning or putting your feet on the ground and visualizing a chain coming from your stomach or you I actually envision it coming from my vagina and it anchors down into the ground.
Yeah.
No, that's not funny.
That's what I'm envisaging now.
Envisaging or envisioning?
I was so into the conversation. I was like really, like really into that. Yeah, keep going.
So Taylor's gonna change.
I'm gonna poor Nathan. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, go. Sorry about that.
That's what makes me feel grounded. And then she taught me these things, for instance, and I still do it. Like whenever I'm feeling like I'm not grounded or I'm having a bad day, it'll be like I'll put one hand on my forehead and one.
Sarah, this is not funny.
Go.
I'm so into this. Like, we know who the woo-woo people are, not
go,
Sarah.
Sorry.
Go. So I put one hand on my forehead and one behind.
Yeah.
And I'll, and it's, again, it's an affirmation because you are talking to yourself, but I'll say, I push my forward hand onto my forehead and say, I let go of the past. So it's pushing it to the back of my head.
Oh, I love that.
And I bring forward my future and it's pushing the like back of my head forward. So therefore it's like reversing because I'm always so like, I should have done this. I should have done this instead of this is what the situation is.
Yeah.
Just fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one for me. And I think that's where it all sort of started. And then I gradually wanted to learn more and know more and even just how something like Reiki worked. And then I became obsessed with crystals and learning about the healing power a crystal has. And I think it's one of those hobbies, I guess, that just opens so many doors. Mm. So once you learn about crystals, you learn about the moon.
Yeah.
And then you want to know about moon cycles because you can recharge your crystals. And then you start journaling and you notice a difference. So then you want to start like implementing different questions into your journaling to really get to know yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big thing as well. I was someone that would always mold into the friendship group I had or the partner I had or the situation I was in because I didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
And then by doing all this mindfulness, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm actually learning who I am and mm-hmm. what I stand for yeah. and what I want. So, yeah, that's where it all kind of formed for me.
Yeah. How did you get those questions?
What questions?
To get to know yourself, to find out who you are.
Google.
But really?
But no joke.
Yeah.
Honestly, right. It would be, I would see, for instance, like if you follow an Instagram page, this is like a big thing as well, is your social media takes up so much of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously your social media page can either be a really positive space or a really negative space. And I think right now a lot of people's social media can be really negative.
Yeah.
But then if you, like I did, I was starting to follow pages that were really aligning with mindfulness and they would put up little prompts and be like, ask yourself these three yeah. questions yeah. today. And then it would make me actually go, I've actually never asked myself that. Like a question would be, what's the your greatest fear or what's something that you would never want someone to know about you?
Mm.
Like a question like that. And you don't ask yourself that.
No
like
way.
Never. Unless someone asked you, yeah. you wouldn't ask yourself. So therefore actually answering those questions, but for no one else but myself to know. Mm. And no one needs to know it.
Yeah.
Mm. But it was just learning about myself and how I kind of viewed things. And I think also seeing a psychiatrist really helps because they push you to answer those questions that you don't
mm.
really want to answer.
Yeah, 100%.
But in doing that, you find out a lot about yourself as well. Don't get me wrong, I've seen some absolute whackheads in my day. Like I saw this guy, I got recommended, it was when I was living in Sydney, and he was on the Northern Beaches and everyone was like, go see this guy he uses. Because obviously we are filled with like, energy.
Yeah.
So if you use electrodes and things like that, can move your energy around. So went into this guy in here. I was thinking like, this will be a 45 minute session. It'll be fine. I was in there for no joke. I'm going to say close to 3 hours.
Fuck.
And all he did, so he probed me up with these like probes on my head. I felt like I was an alien. And then he got this electric pen type thing and just for the full 45 minutes at the start, just rubbed a circle on my hand.
On your hand?
Didn't speak, didn't anything, just rubbed a circle on my hand.
Why didn't you ask questions?
He was like, don't talk. So I didn't talk. And then he moved on to the other hand and then he started doing it. And then this old school computer, like a dial-up computer, this thing made noises. It was like,
oh my God.
And then, yeah, and it was like putting all of these answers onto the screen, and it was like saying what I was allergic to, what I was this, all from this probe.
I think Rocky's done this
before. Yeah, but it was like, it was such generic stuff that it was like, okay, I've just given you all these answers. So,
yeah.
And it just was, yeah.
What was it supposed to do? Just
it was meant to cure anxiety.
Oh.
So it was like we can figure out what are the things that, like, the foods that you shouldn't be having.
The vitamins and minerals your body needs to cure.
So everything your body needs. And don't get me wrong, if you go to someone that's really good, it might work. But nothing can cure anxiety. Anxiety is like you deal with it every day.
You control it. You control the volume of it.
Exactly. But this guy was like, these probes are going to, like, you're going to walk out of here cured.
Oh, my God.
$400 later, I am not cured. So.
$400 later, I could do that.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
This is a question for both of you. What or who is the best type of healer or woo-woo person you've been to?
Mm. One in Bali.
What did they do?
So I went to one in Bali once. I mean, I've spoken about this openly on the podcast. I was quite fucked up as a teenager, like mentally.
Welcome to the club.
Hi, that's me. No, because I obviously had an eating disorder, which is obviously a mental illness, and I had depression, whatever. So I was quite, crazy. And in my early 20s, I moved to Bali. I was still a little bit, like, crazy. I moved to Bali, and I remember this girl that I used to go, she's actually in Thornbury, and I used to see her for a while, and she did, like a healing thing, like massage, like she was a Chinese medicine. She was fucking amazing. And she, like, you know when you have someone you just trust them, like mm-hmm. if she told me to go jump off a bridge, probably would have jumped off a bridge. Not, like exaggerate, yeah, but like just everything she said to me, I had so much trust in her because she changed my life. And I remember saying to her, I'm like, I'm going to Bali. And she's like, oh my God, you need to go to this place called Five Elements in Ubud. There's a guy there. He's like a really old traditional Balinese healer. And, you know, you watch those movies like
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, Eat, Pray, Love. And you're like, oh my God, that's the dream. Because I've always been into stuff like this, like crazy stuff, even when I was a teenager. And I was like, yeah, 100% I'll go. So I booked in to see him. It was like a 4-hour session. We were like in this little hut. It was so amazing. In this little hut, there was like a river flowing down. I think I took you there, Sarah. Yeah. A river flowing down in front. I was like, I have no idea what to expect. She didn't tell me anything. She was like, he's this kind of healer, whatever. I went in. I was having like this massage. Like he was doing some weird stuff. My eyes were closed, doing stuff with his hands. And then all of a sudden I could feel my whole body like, it was hot. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I felt like I was actually on fire. Like, I don't know what he was doing. And then he put his hand, like, around my stomach. And I had to open my eye for a little bit because I thought he had, like, some fire or something on me because it was that hot.
Got stone or
yeah.
something.
And I was like, oh, there's nothing there. I was like, he's like, close your eyes. I'm like, okay, fuck. And then he told me to open my eyes and put my hair tie. You're all going to think I'm fucking crazy, but I swear to God.
I love this
yeah.
stuff.
So he told me to put my – I know. He told me to put my hand up and I could still – I felt like my stomach was on fire. Like it was the energy, everything. Mm-hmm. And then he told me to put my palm out and he took my hair tie. And my hair tie was one of those old school hair ties that had a little bit of metal on them.
Mm. Yeah.
I put my hair tie.
The bit that always used to get caught in your hair.
The worst. Oh. And then he told me – so he put – I put the hair tie on my hand and then he was doing like – above the hair tie, he was doing this motion with his hand, like going around. And I was like, I literally was like, oh my God, my whole body is burning. Like, I think I'm on fire. He did this, and I'm not even joking you. He's like, soon the hair tie will levitate.
Get out.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked, and the hair tie was in the middle of my fucking palms. Oh. And then I was like, holy shit. And I swear to God. And he's like, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's how much energy he created. Probably like 5 seconds. And then it like dropped and he moved his hand. And then I'm not joking. I swear to God, I think my body levitated a little bit. No, I'm not even joking. I'm not even kidding.
I've heard of this.
I'm not kidding. And I was like, what the fuck?
It would be lifting your energy.
It was so wild. And I literally thought I thought his hands were underneath me. And then I looked and his hands were away. Like his hands were in the air. And it was like for like 5 seconds and I felt like I levitated.
It's almost like Reiki on steroids.
It was the weirdest experience I've ever had in my life, but it was also, it was so amazing. And I remember walking out of there and I was like so zen and my mum came with me and she was like by the pool. She's like, how was it? I was like, I don't know what just fucking happened. Like I was too scared to tell anyone because I was like, I don't know if anyone's going to actually believe me. It was so wild. And then like I felt so amazing after that. Like I felt really calm and stuff for days. And I just felt like my whole body was like light. Like I had all this energy that I was like, whoa. And then because I used to live in Bali like back and forth for a while. And I went back to him a second time. It never happened again.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe you just needed that shift.
Yeah. And I remember he was like the second time it never happened again. It was just like weird. And then I remember a couple of days after that, because when I lived in Bali, I used to teach yoga and all that. You've met Angie before. Mm-hmm. Real, like you think some people are woo-woo. She is like
next level.
Like my mum will sit there sometimes like, I have no idea what this girl's saying. Yeah. Like she'll talk about aliens, like all this stuff. And anyway, she told me to go to this other girl that's like some heal, like she was a bit of a psychic. And I remember walking in and she's like, she like jumped back. And I was like, what? She's like, oh my God. And I was like, what? She's like, I've never met anyone with such white light coming out of your third eye. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, no, this is good. White light, it's good. It means you've got like an amazing energy about yourself and you're an amazing person. And I started crying. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, she did like a psychic thing. And that was like 2 days after I'd seen that guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So has anyone told you you have a white
fuck
light?
No.
Coming?
Do you think anyone's told me that?
They're like, ooh, so that's a bit dark. That's a little bit dark. No, she's like, you're very like intuitive and very like,
mm-hmm.
like,
but that's, open to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
And you have to be open to it. Exactly. That's the thing. And I've always been like that since I was a kid.
And that's why I never try and force mindfulness on anyone.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like you're not going to get the benefits and you're not going to actually have an experience like we probably have with different things like this unless you're open to it.
Do you know one thing that I really admire about both of you is like, we can all be out somewhere and we meet someone and separately you both be like, nah, had a gut feeling, don't like that person.
Yeah, we trust our gut. Yeah, I'm really good at that.
Takes years of not trusting your gut and being like, I should have listened.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, every time. Like, I would say up until I was like good, well in my 20s that I would have been like, oh, that's a gut feeling.
Yeah.
You should listen to that.
And now that you're in tune with it.
I just try and see the good in everyone, though.
I don't know how to describe, but other than, like, I will sit there, even with the gut feeling, and try and see the good, but I will know that there is a gut 100%. Feeling.
100%. And I could, like, and it was Will Sarah, and I said, I told you. I said there was something. As soon as I met that person, I knew there was something not right
and
about them.
And I can sit there, and not even a person, a situation, I can, no joke, be like, something is not going to be right at this event. Something is, like, there is just bad energy.
It's like you're predicting it.
And then you
it.
Get there and, like.
Maybe we're manifesting it.
Maybe. I hope not.
I hope not. No, but I've always been like that, and I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I think we just have very strong maybe connections with being open-minded to the universe.
Yeah, you're right, maybe.
Yeah. I think everyone has that ability. It's just whether you're open to it. You've got to listen to it,
yeah. Or feel it.
Sarah's looking at us like we're crazy.
No,
like
I'm like,
witches.
I want that. I want – no, but I think I'm just different in the way that I believe in all that, but how I receive it's probably very different.
Yeah, true.
Mm. But everyone would receive it differently.
Mm.
It's just figuring it out.
And it's so funny, like, when I feel that energy about someone, I'm off them. I'm just like, I'm off them. And Sarah
and
like,
I can't
oh.
describe why.
Same. And Sarah be like, oh, no. I'm like, no, there's something about them off
but
them.
But do
and
you then know I the funny thing? If Tully's off someone, they gravitate to me.
True.
And then I know Tully's off them because they come to me more. And then I go, oh, are you off this person? And she goes, yeah, how do you know? I said, because they're connecting with me.
Wow.
So weird.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So weird.
But that's how we roll.
Yeah.
Well.
Like a little duo.
I thought we could do a little little exercise.
Cute. Cute.
Why don't we give, well, I'll give you both two mindfulness activities that you need to do for a week.
Yeah, I like
you guys
this.
Can talk about it the next time you record your podcast.
Okay, I like
and then
this.
You get to give me two and you can just ask me and talk about it on your podcast, whether I did it and how I
can you
experienced
please
it.
Can you be kind?
I'm of course. That's what mindfulness is all about.
I'm actually excited because
no, because I know what she's gonna tell me and
no,
I'm gonna
who
hate
cares?
It. For
you have
it.
To no.
Open mind.
And exactly what Taylor was
open
saying
heart,
before.
Open heart,
yeah,
mind.
True. Clear eyes, clear heart.
Yeah, true. And like what Taylor was saying before. It's like it's a good fear thing, like to get over. I think this is great. I love
cold
this.
Showers. Aren't
yeah,
you? Yeah.
I don't care. 100%. I'm all for that.
So I'm not going to give you a 7 day. I just want out of the next 7 days, 4 days.
No, I'll do 7 days.
I'll do seven days.
All right, 7 days of a cold shower in the morning. There can't be any hot water at any point.
Yeah, I'm done.
You can go to the gym. So you have your cold shower. Go to the gym, then you can have a hot shower.
Okay.
As long as your first shower for the day is the cold one.
Okay. So what if I go to the gym? Oh no, I can't go to the gym because we're in lock. If I work out, go for a run, when I come back and have a cold shower, it has to be first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
Okay.
Before you wake up.
Like, well,
before
you're awake.
You get dressed.
Okay. No, I'm all about this.
And another thing. So this is just going to go a further step. Whoa. Before you even get out of bed, I'm going to send you a meditation and it will be a morning meditation. It's 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. That's
you
fine.
Have to do it before you get out of bed and from that you go straight into your shower.
Okay. That's easy. Okay. Done.
Okay. So I just have to set my alarm a little bit
you wake
early,
up early
anyway.
Anyway.
Yep.
Won't kill you. You'll be fine.
Maybe 15 because but you might take a little while to get into the shower.
And make sure you don't fall asleep during that meditation.
Oh, yes, because your alarm's off.
No, I'll get out of bed. When I meditate, I sit
up.
I sit against the wall. I have to get out of bed.
Oh, yeah, I have to sit up if I'm doing a morning meditation. At night, I do like a lie down one to get me to sleep, but sitting up 100%.
Okay, do you want to set me two?
Okay.
One each.
Okay.
What don't you do?
I wish you had prepared me.
Yeah.
Wow. What do I do? I'm just trying to think of.
You do. Well, I do your affirmation cards at night, so you can't do that.
I'm also going to pull you guys an affirmation.
Yes.
Before we finish.
I had one for Tully yesterday.
Uh oh.
What was it?
It was on your floor.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, what was it?
I can't remember now.
Something
really
see the
resonated.
Good in someone or something. I'm okay with change or
something like that. Did you choose that on purpose?
No, I shuffled them and then pulled it. I didn't even look at it. I only read it today when I was.
Yeah, it was something. It was not a long one. No, because I got confused because I picked one yesterday from my deck.
What can you do? You're doing cold showers. You do journaling.
Mm. I'm very mindful at the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
What are your types of meditation are you doing?
I just I honestly just type in mindfulness meditation on a podcast on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify's got amazing ones.
Really good ones. And whatever one jumps to me in the morning, I feel like, well, it gravitated to me.
Okay, I've got one. It's not like exciting or anything, but I was like, maybe you could do this for like 7 days. And only I'm saying this too because you're a little bit sick. What if you have like a fire tonic first thing in the morning, like lemon water? Do you have lemon water in the morning?
No, I have coffee. So this
Maybe you need to have hot water, lemon, and you can put like cayenne pepper in it. It like helps your metabolism like speed up and stuff.
I like this.
But I'll it's good for your cold. I'm journaling. Yeah, maybe put a little bit of honey in it or you put maple syrup. Maple syrup, cayenne, lemon, hot water.
Okay, done.
I'm going to set you the task of connecting with someone you haven't spoken to for a long time.
Every day?
Yeah, just if it's a text message, hey,
how
are
you? I
thought
you were going to say stop drinking coffee and I was going to keep
going. No way. That's one thing I would never say.
So I'm happily going to take that. I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's something that sometimes I find very hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah. I think, yeah, not that it's not like a grudge thing.
It makes them feel good and it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, because
you
that.
Never. I Every read something. I never knew. Read. I read something the other day that said you never regret a message that you True. Didn't send when it's like a hey, how are you? Like,
yeah,
I like that. All right, I have an affirmation for you. Both.
Okay, great. Love this.
So I'm just gonna shuffle the
shuffle.
Angel Energy deck. All right.
The other member of the crew is trying to phone me. And my, I've got
every time.
Every time it's off. Sarah records a podcast.
I think she's in my favorites. That's why it happens.
All right, Sarah. I am confident in my decisions.
Well, that's talking about gut instincts.
Yeah. See, listen to it.
Okay.
All right, Tal. We got one for you now. I am ambitious and fearless.
Oh, I like this.
Should we pull one?
Fucking nailed me.
All right. What have we got?
What did you get?
Hoo-hoo. I love my body just the way it is.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Even
I got that the other day.
It is constipated right now.
Has the prune juice worked yet?
It hasn't gone through
No,
yet.
Mate, she's still sitting
I was honestly, I had this fear that I was like, oh, maybe the last 5 minutes it could just start
Oh, my God, the worst.
You've been all right. I think I'm just constipated.
You know I love you when I get a text message, hey, can you get me some prune juice?
Well, let's leave it there on prune juice.
Why does this podcast always end up about farts and poo?
Can I have – this is a question for both of you because a girl did ask me this today. And hang on, I just have to get it up to see what your opinion is.
Oh, I like giving my opinion.
Yeah,
same. I give my opinion way too often. It's probably not even needed, but I just feel like I'm very opinionated.
No, it's like advice opinion, I think.
Yeah, maybe I like giving my advice.
She's currently experiencing ghosting, right?
Oh, Sarah's pro at this. Not pro at ghosting.
Any tips? Do you message or do you just stop contact?
I stop.
Do you know
but
what?
But do you, Tully?
Yeah, I do.
No, I was a serial ghoster back in the day.
Were you?
No, but have you been ghosted?
No, but that's what I'm
Bullshit.
Saying. Like, swear I'm like, Nathan used to ghost me a bit.
There you go.
But I was like, but it was more so because of my anxiety. So I can come from the other end of it. I would be so scared of letting that person down that I didn't reciprocate the feelings that I'd be like, oh, my God, it's just easier
Freaking
to just
out.
Not talk to them.
Mm. I've done that a couple
You don't have the balls to say, like.
I didn't
like,
have the balls.
Yeah,
no
I've done
way.
That a few times.
So I would just, no. So my advice, and then they would message me more and then it would make me off them more.
Oh,
so
my worse. Advice get is the like. Ick.
You know if someone is not wanting to talk to you. You know. You feel it, you know. And instead of pushing it more and more and more, I think the best thing to do would be send a message and be like, hey, I can kind of feel that this is drifting and if you want to have a chat about it, would love to. If not, catch ya.
Yeah, later.
And get out.
Yeah.
Go find someone hotter and better.
Yeah, true.
Because that would have been like if someone had done, not revenge, but like I'd seen them go be happy and not wanting to talk to me. That's when I think I actually would have wanted to
more.
Talk to them more.
Oh, 100%. No, I definitely would stop because it's nothing worse. And we've
You have previously doubled message.
Oh, 100% we all have.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like me talking as I am now I would stop.
Yeah.
No.
Hindsight's a good thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor Demir, I love you very much.
Yes, thank you so much.
You
that was actually fun.
It was
it's kind of nice not to be in charge.
Yeah, I
liked
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love being in charge.
No, it's
this
great.
Is great for me.
Love it. Thank you.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.